big burly guy who had pushed us all out into the waves, wasn't on the beach anymore. But they had said, if you run into trouble, of course we weren't going to run into trouble, but if you run into trouble, you just lift your paddle up and you wave it, and one of us will come rescue you. And I'm thinking, I really don't want to do that. I don't want, you know, I'm the expert here. I don't want to be the fat old tourist lady that they have to come out and rescue. That's like not what I signed up for. Well, he's not on the beach anymore. There's this little tiny girl with a blonde ponytail and a little ball cap and bikini. And she's standing out there talking to people and getting people in kayaks. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, so I put my paddle up and I start waving, and she goes, she waves back. Okay, oh no, hey, hello, I need help out here. Oh, and so she's like, oh, okay, so she jumps in her kayak and she paddles out, there's a smile, and her ponytail's going boing, 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 boing. I said, and she gets out there, what's the problem? And I said, it's my kayak, it's left footed, it's broken, and I can't get anywhere. And it's this thing. It's not me. It's this thing. It's not that I'm a fat old tourist lady. I know what I'm doing. But this thing is broken. And she says, oh, no problem. I can fix that. And so she reaches in and she tries to adjust it, but it is not moving. It is just stuck. And plus, we're both doing this as the way, you know, the wind's pushing us around and the waves are hitting us, getting bigger all the time, it seemed like. So she says, oh, it's not a big deal. Here, there's a little tow rope, maybe about that long, off the back of her kayak. She says, you grab onto that, and I will paddle you to shore. I'm like, oh, okay, that's really not what I wanted. But I grab, like she's going to tow me to shore, that old lady that I am. I was the expert, and now I'm being rescued. And so I grab onto the little tow rope, and she's paddling. And the problem is the wind and the waves, every time it hits me, because I'm no longer paddling, it knocks me sideways. And so she's essentially trying to pull, I'm now perpendicular to the back of her kayak. So she's trying to pull, if you've ever tried to pull something through the water that's sideways, that's not easy. And she's like, well, you need to turn. I'm like, how do I turn? And I'm holding on. So I let go of the rope and I turn and I get straight, grab the rope again, and then I'm sideways again. And so we do this several times, and she's getting frustrated with me and the waves. She says, well, you know what? If you're okay out here by yourself for a few minutes, you know, don't drown, but if you stay out here for a few minutes, I'll go get a couple of our burly guys, and we'll get them into the kayaks, and they'll come out with a long tow rope, and they'll come and get you. And I'm like, oh, joy. Just what I want, a couple of big burly, it's going to take a couple of big burly guys to get me out of this kayak. This is not my perfect day. So, my fear had changed at that point from I'm going to be dashed against the rocks into a million pieces and it's going to be in newspapers everywhere, well, maybe not everywhere, maybe my hometown, maybe Monterey, you know, author smashed to death on the riprap because she doesn't know how to kayak. It changed from that into now all of these people like, she had to be rescued. She couldn't get her kayak back to the shore because she doesn't know what she's doing. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person. I've never wanted to be the person that had to get rescued. Okay, I'm thinking that's a sin of pride, probably, but I'm telling you, there's confession here. That is huge for me. I don't want to be rescued. But I was at the point of not having much choice, I thought. So she goes, you know, paddles back in, her little ponytail. I said, the kayak store is actually across the street from the hotel. So she disappears off the beach and she runs across the street. And I know she's, you know, telling these big guys, oh, I've got this old lady out there and she can't get herself back and you're going to have to go get her. This happens every day. And I'm thinking, no, I am not doing this. I am going to get myself on that beach, come hell or high water. And I had the second one, so, you know, I was halfway there. And so I just like, I don't care about these muscles. I don't care about my back. I am going to get in there. And so I just, like, I am he-woman, she-woman. I am she-woman. I'm going to get myself on that shore. And I am like, I swear, a couple times I was like inches away from those rocks. I'm going to get myself in there. And I finally, with the last couple of rollers on surf, you know, go shooting onto the beach. Like, I'm like, yes, with my paddle. And at this time, little rescue girl has shown up with the two big guys on either side of her. And she says, why didn't you wait? We were coming for you. And I thought, why didn't I wait? Because I'd rather dash myself against the rocks than admit that my life isn't smooth sailing. I would rather die than be rescued. I don't know if anyone else, I mean, some of you are probably like, that's crazy talk.